Well, nearly a third of the kids in this country between the ages of 10 and 17 are not getting this kind of activity. They are overweight or obese. Most are way too sedentary. And often it's because they're not getting phys ed in school. But several schools in Wisconsin are working to transform phys ed to give kids the tools to keep a healthy outlook throughout their lives. Rachel Morello from member station WUWM reports from the city of Wauwatosa.
By 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, the kids at Longfellow Middle School in Wauwatosa know the rules of the game. Now it's time to play.
Mario!
Today, it's floor hockey.
Mario, Mario, Mario!
Defense!
Teams face off in gameplay upstairs in the gym. Downstairs, it's weight training and cardio activities like running laps or using the elliptical. Students suit up for action every other day. But don't call it gym class around teacher Nancy Bradigan.
It's not gym. It's physical education.
Bradigan coordinates physical education curriculum for middle and high schools in Wauwatosa, and she's the lead teacher here at Longfellow. She wants to change the mindset around phys ed.
A lot of people have that perception of it's just gym. Well, I don't want that to be the perception here at Longfellow or in Tosa in general. I want kids and parents and the community members to understand that we are here educating your student lifelong, that we are not just a regular gym class.
The goal here is activity, measured by kids' heart rates, which are tracked by monitors they're wearing under their bright orange Longfellow PE t-shirts. The sensors sync up to an app on the teacher's iPad, which they hook up to a projector screen so kids can clearly see how they're doing. 25 minutes in their target heart rate zone essentially equals a passing grade for the day, which sometimes means cramming at the end of class.
40 more seconds.
I need X for this amount of time, and they come over and they're running in place.
I'm at 19 minutes and 30 seconds.
So I'm at 23.
You're this
I just
want
to get, yeah, I just want to get 20 minutes, at least.
Kids get to choose which activity they do each day, as long as they get an even mix of cardio, gameplay, and weight training over the course of the school year.
Their actual target heart rate zone is specific to them. Because you'll have those kids that, you know, when they're down in cardio, brisk walk helps. Other kids have to run. So we wanted to make sure that it was an even playing field for everybody.
The use of fitness technology and health club style activities is nothing new. Plenty of schools incorporate these things, much of it funded by federal grant money. But it's not just a matter of offering the equipment. Bradigan says it's giving the students ownership over their own fitness, and in turn, their own learning.
Our district really wants kids to be independent. When we take away the skills and they don't worry about winning and they just enjoy playing like you would normally, it gives them ownership and it puts the responsibility on them and they more likely will be more active.
Wisconsin students are required to take some form of phys ed during the school day every year from kindergarten through eighth grade and across at least 3 years of high school. And now, several other schools in the state are looking to follow Wauwatosa's lead and hoping to phase more choice into students' physical education. For Here and Now, I'm Rachel Morello.